sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Natalie DeLapp for community comment. For the past 3 weeks, the news coverage has focused on the death of George Floyd, a black man who died at the hands of Minneapolis police, as well as countless other people of color who have been killed by law enforcement in both recent and distant history. We've seen, and possibly experienced, the shared exasperation and outrage over what appears to be unrelenting racial injustice. Hence the widespread local, national, and global protests against systemic racism and reducing the use of excessive force by law enforcement. I am not an expert on the topic of racism or policing practices. I am a human who values life and tries my best to be an informed, open-minded, and adaptable citizen. Many of these conversations and articles that I'm reading make me feel uncomfortable, and it's hard not to feel defensive and simultaneously outraged. Unfortunately, the media is good at creating shock value headlines. It is easy to oversimplify what is going on while pointing fingers and laying blame. It is not easy to look into ourselves and acknowledge systems of institutional racism. Locally, our cities and county, as well as police departments and sheriff's office, need to turn inward and look at their own policies and protocols with an eye for shifting biases and protecting human life. I cannot say what law enforcement needs to change or what they don't need to change. It is the work of our local elected officials, educators, criminal justice policy experts, guided by people of color, with the entire community weighing in on the process. College of the Redwoods is reviewing its basic law enforcement academy curriculum and is reaching out to constituent groups to invite them to represent the community on the Basic Law Enforcement Academy Advisory Committee. President Dr. Keith Flamer said, "We are going to start by bringing key constituent groups together to review our curriculum and training and suggest areas of improvement." Sheriff Hansel was recently quoted as saying, "We're willing to have a conversation. If it's a tough conversation about police brutality, about racism, about homelessness, about mental illness, about de-escalation, all of these things are important to us, as it is important to our community. And so we are open to the dialogue. We are open to working with community organizers and community groups to help solve this problem as a community. I want to see that law enforcement has the tools needed to keep our community safe while working as peacekeepers and defenders of human life. I ask us all to support the efforts of law enforcement officers, policymakers, and community organizers as we work through these incredibly challenging times with open minds and a willingness to be part of uncomfortable conversations. Making America great does not mean at the expense of other races. We can have a just society with less fear, hate, and division that is more equitable for all." This has been Natalie DeLapp for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.